So, Martha, how many people did you turn away today?
Martha Brown swallows a sip of her third Chardonnay and tells herself that it is her final glass.
Take a guess,
she says, yelling across the bar to where her godson Tom is mixing a whiskey sour.
How about 7?
He guesses, draining the cocktail shaker into a glass.
The final count was 11,
she says. Tom whistles, deep and low.
11 wives,
repeats Jenny Perkins from her usual Saturday night spot at the bar, wiping ketchup from the side of her mouth with a pinky.
11,
Martha repeats, lifting her glass again. They play this guessing game at the bar in Dahlia's restaurant every week. Martha is the owner and sole proprietor of Brown & Brown Realty on Maple Street. Her grandfather and great uncle founded the office, but now that they're both gone and her parents are too, she's the only Brown left in Gray Hill. Fall and spring are her busiest seasons, but not because she sells any houses. Instead, she puts aside her usual workday activities, reading her paperback mysteries, watching CNN on the little TV she keeps on her grandfather's desk, maybe sipping an occasional afternoon glass from the bottle of wine she keeps in the office fridge, and fields questions from the D.C. and Richmond women and their husbands. They come to town in droves this time of year, when the leaves are at their peak, the town seemingly outlined in a garland of reds and oranges and yellows, the scent of wood smoke and cider in the air. They walk up and down Maple in their quilted vests and designer jeans, darting in and out of the delightful little shops, pointing at the hand-painted signs above each storefront and the brass plaques on the brick facades of the buildings on the National Register of Historic Places. And it doesn't take long for the wheels to start turning in the wives' heads. We could start a simpler life here, they think, hobbling in their high-heeled boots on the cobblestoned streets. We could open one of these little shops. We could get horses, chickens, we could garden. By the time they walk into Martha's office, they're practically panting. I'm interested in some property, they squeak, looking down their perky powdered noses at Martha, the gold bracelets clink-clanking on their wrists. They all wear those big bangles now, Martha has noticed, all the way up to their elbows. They look to Martha like handcuffs. She explains, as she always does, that there is nothing currently available. Nothing at all, they say, their mouths open in little O's like in that famous painting, The Scream. The husbands, in contrast, are barkers, lawyers, and lobbyists, she's sure. Little, terrier-like men. You have nothing, they say, eyes narrowed, not believing her. Nothing at all, she coos, placating them by turning to the dusty Dell monitor on her desk and offering to add their names to a wait list. The wives all want to be reincarnations of Jackie Kennedy, whose escape from Washington was a horse farm an hour from here on Rattlesnake Mountain near Middleburg. What they don't understand is that while Gray Hill has all the charm and timeless beauty of those hunt country towns farther north, Middleburg and Upperville and La-Di-Daw, Gray Hill is no vacancy. It has never been a weekend country house kind of place. Martha and everyone she knows in town would like to keep it that way. She can tell you, having sold just a single property in the past 6 months, that the vast majority of homes in Gray Hill proper are true family heirlooms, passed down from generation to generation or sold by word of mouth to close friends. The last one she sold was the Amondale House to Cole Warner and his wife, the chubby woman who used to work in the White House. It's nice for Cole to be back in his hometown, across the street from his parents. Would you believe that I had somebody ask me about Esperanza today? She says. Her voice feels loose and slurry. She pushes her wine glass away. You're kidding, Dahlia says from behind the bar. It happens once in a while. Lately, more than ever. Everyone wants to know what's happening up in the house on the hill. Dear old Susanna. I can't blame them for asking, says Dahlia, stretching to place a clean wine glass on the rack above her. Her tight T-shirt rides up, revealing her navel, and Martha watches, amused, as Tom's eyes travel over her curves,